It's my pleasure to welcome Rob Cowley to the new Classical FM.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Great to be with you. I am wonderful. And you and I have talked about this before. Mm-hmm. This is an auction for anyone interested.
It is.
And it's a great opportunity for people.
Great opportunity. It's open to the public. It's on November the 19th at the Gardner Museum. Starts at 7 o'clock. Although, of course, the room will have many people with paddles will be bidding that evening. Right. It is open to the public, and you don't need to register. You can walk in and have a seat and watch the fun for the evening. It's always an exciting night.
And, it is.
And the whole process, and we're previewing now in the gallery at 326 Dundas by the AGO, and you can it gives you a real opportunity to see a lot of artwork that has not been visible to the public, sometimes for a century, and just before it potentially goes back into other collections.
We were just talking off air about the famous Lauren Harris piece that
yes.
had been, it had been in an Imperial Oil boardroom.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And no sooner had it been unleashed to the public than it was bought up again.
And it was bought again. And that's in this case, our cover piece by Jean-Paul Lemieux in this season, the major canvas, comes to us from TC Energy, previously TransCanada.
Sure.
Exactly the same situation. It's been in their collection for many, many years, and we anticipate now it will, once the previews are over and the auction takes place, it will likely go back into another collection.
You know, it's sometimes hard to know how to express our affection for various art forms mm-hmm. within Canada. Mm-hmm. We look at film and television and theater. Sometimes it can be tricky to figure out our place in the world. But two areas under the vast umbrella that have no trouble at all, in my mind, mm-hmm. classical musicians and fine Canadian art.
True. Absolutely true.
They are. I have every confidence mm-hmm. of our place in the world and our talent in the world.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
And you see it. And you see our history of art, how our artists were regarded internationally in
sure.
many cases in the collections of the United States and overseas. And also how many of it's a great model as well for the history of Canada. How many of our artists came from overseas and all over the world and settled in Canada and then depicted the land which they settled in, and then moving on through post-war, you know, the abstraction that many times many individuals, you know, in Canada who were exhibiting in New York and all over, and even now, you know, works by Jean-Paul Riopelle as well as Jack Bush sell regularly in auctions in New York and in Paris and all over the world.
Six figures,
yeah, absolutely.
No joke.
They fit perfectly within those cells.
Tell us a little bit about, you have a couple of big paintings. One of them you actually brought with you. Mm-hmm. Sir Frederick Banting is mm-hmm. one of your stars this time around.
He is. So we have this fantastic European landscape by Banting. It was painted in 1925, and what's key with the painting is that he painted it during his visit. He took an extended European visit with his soon-to-be wife just before he accepted his Nobel Prize. He was the first Canadian to receive the Nobel Prize in his field and the youngest Canadian. And so he went overseas and traveled before going to Stockholm in September to accept the Nobel Prize. And he painted this painting about 4 weeks before accepting the prize.
He fit that in between.
And it was
various appointments.
That's exactly. But it's funny with Banting because it was an escape for him. And he became so famous in 1923 when they made the announcement of the Nobel being awarded to him. He became very famous very quickly, and
sure.
many people talk about the fact that he loved painting because it was an escape for him.
Sure.
And it was, as it turned out, it was a second calling. It wasn't just a hobby. He was an incredibly skilled painter.
Incredible. I mentioned a few other names, Corlac Lemieux, mm-hmm. But also you've got Brooker, Bobac, also Gagnon, very excited.
Yes.
There's about to be a major exhibition at the McMichael with Gagnon, Jack Bush, really a lot of different type of work to explore here.
We're very fortunate. You know, when you start, every 6 months we hold these major auctions, and at the start of the six-month process, you're wondering exactly what everything will look like and what kind of sale you'll have at the end. And we're very, very fortunate in this case to have such a wide-ranging auction that really does cover every major school and every major period. I think the earliest painting in the sale is the mid-19th century, and we move all the way through into the 2000s, in fact. So over 150 years of art that's included in the sale.
Important Canadian.
Important Canadian art.
Dare we say. The event, live previews are on now, mm-hmm. the Cowley Abbott Gallery located at 326 Dundas Street West. Is that just drop-in or appointment, or how do you suggest?
You can drop in. We're open right now Monday to Saturday, and then the final week we're open every day, the final 10 days. If you go to cowleyabbott.ca, you can also view the auction there. There's a virtual preview of the preview space.
I've done that before.
Which is
very handy.
Very handy.
Yeah.
If you can't make it down, or if you want to visit it a second time and you can't make it down again. And so we'll be previewing there all the way through. And again, it's a great opportunity. There's no registration. You can come in and take a look at many of these fantastic works we've collected that, again, some have not been visible to the public, maybe ever, and in some cases for, you know, many, many decades.
Cowley Abbott's Fall Live Auction of Important Canadian Art taking place Tuesday, November 19th at 7 p.m. That's at the Gardner Museum. That's 111 Queen's Park. Beautiful location for what should be a fantastic night. CowleyAbbott.ca, as Rob just mentioned. And really a pleasure to see you again, my friend. Congratulations with the collection this time around. And we'll see what happens in 2020.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Rob. You're with the New Classical FM.